This set of slides will discuss one example of implementation of an EHR in a senior housing facility. In this PowerPoint, we will look at Senior Housing Research Project. The project was done by researchers from the University of Missouri. They are developing an electronic health record in a senior housing that helps residents age in place. The EHR will help to integrate information collected by sensors, videos, and clinical data to reduce episodes of acute illness and to provide greater information for clinical decision-making. As this slide states, when there are episodes of illness, there is a functional decline of the resident. Looking at how to find earlier recognition of illness will help to improve the health of the residents trying to remain functional and living on their own. The research looked at new ways to offer timely intervention designed to improve the functional decline. The emphasis of the research was on increased quality. The intent was to enhance nurse care coordination, as well as integrating clinical data and using data from technology. The research also hoped to advance technology in clinical research. It is impossible to have 24-hour eyes on residents, and the intention is that the resident remain independent. So in 26 apartments at the Tiger Place residence, motion sensors, bed sensors, and stove sensors were installed. Technology assisted in the physiological activities of the residents for the intention of improving quality of life. Bed sensor, how it works. A padded pneumatic strip lies on top of a mattress and is covered then by linens. It can detect presence in bed, measure restlessness, measure qualitative breathing, and measure pulse. This information is captured into electronic record for interpretation. Motion sensor is how it works. Motion sensors are installed in every room of the apartment. The sensors can detect presence in the rooms. Through that, certain activities can be inferred. For example, with a stove sensor and a motion sensors in the areas of the kitchen, a cooking activity could be inferred. Similarly, video sensors can provide the silhouettes, which then can extract graphical representations, which the intent to capture falls and provide gait information. The behavior reasoning segment pulls together the sensor and video data to analyze any routine patterns of the residents. This then can be used to develop alerts on potential problem areas. The activities database stores the sensor information. With this information, there can be development of customized alert systems. There is a strong link in the architecture between the activity database, since it contains the sensor data and the EHR database. This allows sensor data to be logged in the electronic health record and alerts generated. There is a secure interface with the electronic health record. The EHR does include standardized assessments of residents. The system provides customizable access for researchers, clinicians, family members, residents. HIPAA rules apply. What does all of this mean for infrastructure? EHRs can incorporate more than text-based data, and sensor data provides more information for clinical decision-making. Infrastructure can provide for greater detail in assessment data. Finding ways to efficiently and effectively display data that is useful for clinical decisions will be important steps for the future. The resource for these slides is Rantz, M., Skibas, M., Prosaku, M., Oud, M., Wakefield, B., Koopman, J., Miller, S., Developing a Comprehensive Electronic Health Record to Enhance Nursing Care Coordination, Use of Technology and Research. Resource Journal of Gerontological Nursing, Volume 36, Number 1, 2010.